SBS Radio.
Sa pagdiriwang ng International Children's Day sa 23 ng Oktubre, mahalagang tandaan natin ang karapatan ng mga bata sa edukasyon. Ibinahagi ng Montessori educator at Little Hands owner na si Annabel Virgel de Dios ang kagandahan ng child-led education.
Graduate ako ng psychology and then I was just reminiscing this morning. Sabi ko, yeah, I worked in at a school as a guidance counselor and a speech teacher. Pero working for my family business, which is owned, it's a Montessori school owned by my uncle. And then my mom, who is also a Montessori teacher sa US, siya yung nag-ano sa akin. Sabi niya, oh, baka ko daw gusto mag-Montessori training.
Ito nga, na-mention mo, Montessori. Ano nga ba ang Montessori philosophy?
Ang Montessori is about independence. It's a brain-based independence. Yun ang pinaka-core principle ng Montessori. And it's not just focusing on 3 to 6. Diba, usually ganun yung mga nakikita natin. Even sa Philippines, diba, more of preschool na 3 to 6 lang, which is they call CASA. Montessori, actually, it starts from birth hanggang 18, hanggang adolescent, ganon. So it's 0 to 18. But for me, Montessori, it's not just, you know, doesn't rely on materials or in the classroom. Sa akin, Montessori is way of life, yun nga.
Parang ang Montessori ba, correct me if I'm wrong, it's more of sabi
yes.
mo nga independent learning siya.
Yes.
So ibig sabihin ito, hindi mo pipilitin yung bata to do a certain activity, ganun ba to?
Yes, ganun siya. Ang tinatawag namin sa classroom a prepared environment. So before coming in, before the child starts, before the school starts, naka-prepare lahat yan. You know, halimbawa, what is for morning tea? Ano snack for morning tea? So, prepare namin yung apples na they can cut, oranges na they can juice, or mawa sa art area naman, watercolor or for paper na pwede nilang i-cut. Ganon, naka-ready yun for them. So, a lot, madami silang choices and it's up to them kung anong pwede nilang gawin unless they have been presented yung lesson. So they can only do a certain activity na na-present na sa kanila. And they can do it over and over again or they can do it the whole morning. So it doesn't matter. So yun.
I see. So parang yung mga bata, para silang active participants sa learning nila, ano?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. It is child-led compared sa mga ibang it's a traditional schooling na teacher-led. This is child-led. Actually, kami, yung mga teachers, or we call ourselves directors, ngayon, tawag na sa amin ay guide. It is different from I grew up, pero it makes a little sense. So, merong deep learning, deep concentration. So, yung natutunan nila, is gusto nila yung ginagawa nila. Unlike, you know, na-force. Minsan, di ba, yung ibang bata, of course. So, there is not really learning taking place. Actually, the only thing we can do is to just give them choices and then they can choose from those choices kung ano yung interest, saan sila interested.
Sa Pilipinas, ang tendency is, ito ang kailangan yung gawin, ito kailangan yung sundin, so gagawin nyo to.
Yeah, yun. Basically, that's it. And tayo, wala. So like, oh, kahit ayaw mong gawin, wala. Kailangan mong gawin kasi or as hindi ka papasa.
Correcto. So, what made you decide to put up itong Little Hands?
Well, kasi matagal na akong nasa classroom and ang dahil kong gustong gawin, sabi ko, bakit hindi na lang ako mag-start ng sarili ko? I mean, nakapag-put up na ako ng playgroup from scratch for a long day care dito sa Sydney. So I've decided I want to work for myself para ma lahat ng gusto kong gawin, either mag-work siya or not, at least na-try ko.
You're the first standalone parent bub classes dyan sa Sydney. Uh-huh. So what does this mean? Ano yung ibig sabihin ng standalone parent bub classes?
Usually, ang playgroup, ano siya sa school? Ano siya ng preschool? What's this? Katulad ng isang Montessori school, meron silang 0 to 3, 3 to 6, ganun. Ako lang yung hindi involved, hindi owned ng school.
Kasi nga parent and kid classes to. So ibig sabihin, parents are also being taught how to teach their kids. So how do you do this?
So I have two programs, no? Parent and infant para dun sa mga two months pa lang na baby until 14 months. Tapos yung isa, parent and toddler, which is 14 months to 3 years old. So, I run my classes for 90 minutes. Kasama yung mom or caregiver or nanny. And then, magbibigay ako ng lessons katulad ng nagpresent ako ng lesson katulad ng preschool. And then, pag na-present na, then the child can do activity over and over. At the same time, the mom is also observing. So, yung caregiver or parent observing while I'm giving lesson. Kasi katulad ng sa atin, di ba, I'll give you an example. Katulad ng, mag-prepare kami ng morning tea. Apples. So, paano mag-cut nito? Paano mag-pack up noon? Sometimes yung toddler, pwede na siyang mag-wash. So, nag-wash na siya ng dishes after. So, yung mom, more of how to interact. Like, can you, parang pwede ba sila mag-collaborate? Or sometimes, if the child can do it, yung mom nag-stand back lang, nag-observe, and yun lang.
When you become a parent, wala namang manual kasi din. Walang manual at all to guide you, to help you how to teach your kids.
Tama ka. So, at least nga, ngayon, may mga ganito ng in offer, you know, nagaguide ka. So, hindi lang Montessori yung pinag-uusapan namin. Madami. Sleeping, toileting, food, positive discipline, ganon. So, at least yon na pinag-uusapan namin, or sometimes mas gusto nila na ako lang yung, instead of a group, yung tinatanong nila ako. So, nag-guide ko sila kung paano. Kasi, yung experience ko working with toddlers and little ones over more than a decade. And kasi meron din akong dalawang anak. Yung mga nagawa kong mali.
Para ma-correct. So, mapunta tayo ulit dun sa little hands, ano? So, yung classes nito per term ba to? Ilan yung students ninyo per class? How many times a week do you have your classes?
So, right now, kasi parang 1 year pa lang ako sa Castle Craig. So, I run my classes Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Per class ko, may maximum dapat mga between six to eight. Kasi medyo maliit lang yung space ko. And then, so I have two parent-toddler classes, which is Tuesday and Wednesday from 9 to 10:30. And yung parent-infant ko, every Tuesday from 11 a.m. So, an hour lang yun. Hopefully next year, makapagdagdag pa ako ng classes. So, yun.
As a final word, anong advice mo for parents to be more involved when it comes to educating their kids? Kasi ang daming advice out there.
I think for me, observe a child and follow their lead. It's simple as that. If you observe and if they take the lead, it'll be much simpler. It's not going to cause any conflict, hopefully. Kasi if always, tayo parents, lagi nating, this is good for you, you should do this, you should do that. But if the child is not happy, then what's the point of having, what's the point na gawin niya ngayon to please us rather than them enjoying what they want to do.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.